Together with Christians across the world, we are now, I would say, exactly halfway through our Lenten journey. And as we follow in the footsteps of Jesus, we all have the assurance deep in our hearts that Lent leads to resurrection, and resurrection leads to the arms of God. Our scripture this morning is from the Gospel according to John, chapter 12, the verses 20 through 26. There were some Greeks in town who had come up to worship at the feast, and they approached Philip, who was from Bethsaida and Galilee. "Sir, we want to see Jesus. Can you help us?" Philip went and told Andrew. Andrew and Philip together told Jesus. And Jesus answered, "Time's up. The time has come for the Son of Man to be glorified. Listen carefully. Unless a grain of wheat is buried in the ground, dead to the world, it is never any more than a grain of wheat. But if it is buried, it sprouts and reproduces itself many times over. In the same way, anyone who holds on to life just as it is, destroys that life. But if you let go, reckless in your love, you'll have it forever, real and eternal. If any of you wants to serve me, then follow me. Then you'll be where I am, ready to serve at a moment's notice. The Father will honor and reward anyone who serves me." Here ends our scripture reading. It is our prayer all to sense God's presence as we now seek to delve deeper and to understand Scripture this very morning. It is here where John's Gospel tells a very significant and a truly touching story. Now think of the placement. Jesus and his followers were already in Jerusalem. And until this specific moment, Jesus directed his ministry exclusively to the Jews. Nevertheless, the foreigners also heard about him, and many wanted to come closer to him. And in that crucial moment, two Greeks asked Philip, one of his disciples, "Sir, we wish to see Jesus." Now, Philip was surprised and unsure what to do. So he first found Andrew, and then together they went to Jesus and told him about the unusual request from these two Greeks. And in their hearts they thought, well, certainly Jesus would want to meet strangers who traveled such a great distance. But for the moment, it seemed as if Jesus was not really interested. Jesus surprised them. Instead of inviting the Greeks over, at that moment Jesus changed the subject and revealed, tell them that these two Greeks were only the first of many, many people from every race and nation who would eventually call on his name. They were the first of countless millions who through the ages, like us, would plead, "Sir, we wish to see Jesus." And the answer that Jesus gave would forever change our understanding of what Christian faith is really all about. Listen to Jesus' response. He said, "Listen carefully. Unless a grain of wheat is buried in the ground, dead to the world, it is never any more than just a grain of wheat. But if it is buried, it sprouts and reproduces itself many times over. Jesus had a very specific vision and hope for the future. He wanted his followers to celebrate peace and community with those around them. He wanted to see life, true life, grow out of his vision, grow out of his hope. And now it becomes clear, the crucifixion of Jesus would actually make him like a grain of wheat that, by falling into the ground and dying, would bear much fruit, bringing many, many others to real life. In spite of the cruel realities surrounding him at that time, Jesus then already made a powerful statement about the coming crucifixion. He knew it was coming. And listen to his words. "And I, when I'm lifted up from earth, will draw all people to myself." He saw in the crucifixion the will of God. And now it unfolds. What happens when a grain of wheat or a seed falls into the ground and dies? What really happens? It germinates. Something happens under the ground. It's there that it begins new life. It produces buds, sprouts, branches, flowers. And the grain of wheat only has to die in order to resurrect 1,000 times over. So do you see the resemblance? Jesus is actually saying, "Look at me. I am like a grain of wheat. I am the foundation. My vision and hope will prevail and will blossom forth into the kingdom of God." Philip, Andrew, Peter, John, go tell the Greeks, tell the world. And they truly did. And that is the reason why you and I are gathered here this very moment. When Jesus calls his followers, when Jesus calls you and me, he leads us to undergo a radical inner transformation. Like a grain of wheat through Christ, we gain strength to die. What do I mean with that? Well, we gain strength to die to the fears that keep us from loving. We gain courage to die to the selfishness that keeps us from sharing our gifts. And we learn to die to seeking only our own success and salvation in disregard for the good of all God's people, God's children. Here's the promise. If we die with Christ, we will also rise with Christ as new creations, to be God's children, worshipping together, caring about one another, and discovering what it means to be fully human. And thus, Jesus became Lord not only of the Jews, but for whosoever would come from that moment on to the end of time. Jew as well as Gentile, rich but also the poor, righteous, yes, but also the unrighteous. No one excluded. All of us are equal in His sight. And now we understand that the foreigners who wanted to see Jesus were only a preview of what was still to come. A time was coming when people from all over the world would reach out to receive Jesus as their Savior and their Lord. It is only by losing ourselves that we find that the new life that Christ gives, it is in burying our selfish aims and sick self-love that we open ourselves to rise in new life with God through Jesus Christ. Only when you and I follow Christ in the sacrifice of our own selfishness and lose our lives, do we actually find them. Jesus was the grain that needed to die into the earth before the seed could germinate a thousandfold and blossom into glorious fruit. Jesus said, our scripture today, if any of you wants to serve me, then now follow me. And then you will be where I am, ready to serve at a moment's notice. Since the beginning of the Christian era, people have experienced our lives without real meaning or direction, were touched, changed, and transformed the moment when they became sincere, not only in name, but sincere followers of Jesus Christ. And that prompted uncounted millions since that day to echo the request of the Greeks so long ago. Sir, I want to see Jesus. When Jesus becomes Lord in anyone's life, the transformation from the inside out begins. The Bible says, if anyone is in Christ, there is a new creation. Everything old has passed away. See, everything has become new. Jesus is the corn of wheat that willingly died so that you and I can live. And that's why many of us gathered this morning. And as we come to the table, we celebrate, we remember Jesus as the grain of wheat who died to transform my life and yours. And that is the season to sing when I survey the wondrous cross on which the Christ of glory died. My richest gain I count but loss, and pour contempt on all my pride. Love so amazing, so divine, demands my soul, my life, my all. And this is the invitation once again this morning. Come now. The tokens of forgiveness, transformation, and new life are ready. Come now. we all, no exception, are welcome here.